This is about making a breakthrough in your life and getting to a place of freedom for yourself, because you know exactly what it takes to create what you want in your life. Hello, hello everyone. I'm Amira Alvarez, founder and CEO of The Unstoppable Woman, and thank you so much for joining me today on this special episode of the Unstoppable Woman podcast, where I'm going to be covering what I call the freedom equation and laying out the exact steps required to make an income breakthrough using this equation. So it's making an income breakthrough and doing that in record time that we are all about here at The Unstoppable Woman. And now, if you don't have an income goal, but you have some other goal, I'm all for that as well. So say you have a personal goal, you want to run a marathon, you want to become an Olympic athlete, you want to win an Emmy, you want to win an Oscar, you want to play music at a different level, you want some other personal goal in your relationship or your health, this works for that as well. So this is about making a breakthrough in your life and getting to a place of freedom for yourself, because you know exactly what it takes to create what you want in your life. And it turns out there's a methodology for this, and I've approached it in a number of different ways on this podcast, and today I'm laying it out in a particular way because people need to hear it from different angles. You learn by triangulating all this information. And of course, if you ever want to go deeper with this, there's a number of ways to do that. We have a whole resource section in our on our free stuff page where you can get free resources for this, for learning this material. You can come to the Unstoppable Woman Summit. You can work with me personally. So all of those are at your disposal, if you will. And I encourage you to really engage with this material deeply, put it on repeat, because repetition is the mother's skill. It is what's going to get you to the next level. It is foundational. Okay. So there is a methodology for this, and it's not just random or for the lucky few. In fact, much to most people's surprise, luck has very little to do with it, and hard work is only part of the equation. Now, I hear this all the time from many, many people. She was just lucky. She was in the right place at the right time. She put in an effort, all of that stuff. Yes, you have to be in the right place at the right time, but guess what puts you in the right place at the right time? It's not random. It's not coincidental. There is a methodology for this. So let's dive in. First, let's define what we mean by an income breakthrough. An income breakthrough, or any other breakthrough in your life, okay, is when you increase your income or you do something significantly better or more than what you have been doing right now. You are breaking through not only what you have made, if it's an income goal in the past, but also what you thought was possible for yourself. In fact, you could say, and I do all the time, it's making the impossible possible. So this isn't about just making an incremental increase in your life or an incremental increase in your income, but a massive or quantum leap. You could define it, if we're looking in terms of income, as doubling, tripling, or five times your income. You could define this by saying you want to make your annual income your monthly income. You could define this as saying, I want to achieve that big goal faster than I ever thought possible. I think I could do it in 5 or 10 years. What if I did it in 1 year or 2 years or 3 years? Okay, so you can define this in any number of ways, and I'm going to walk you through the steps. And you're going to want to start thinking what this goal would be for you. That's critical. Is it another 10K? Is it another $10 million? There's no singular right answer. Is it the most amazing relationship, or is it getting into great health? What is it in your life that you want right now? And it's all relative to where you are right now and what you truly want. There's no one singular right answer. And making a massive breakthrough isn't what most people do, okay? I get it if you're like, yeah, and you wanna tune out and think that this is all hyperbole or just inspirational and just motivational and like, yeah, that's great, makes me feel good, but I'm not gonna do that. Do not tune out. Everyone has the capacity to do this, but not everyone executes on it. If you are someone who wants that level of greatness in their life, wants to live to their potential each and every day, not just, oh, coulda, shoulda, woulda, then listen up, okay? This is so important. There are people who do this. And you've got to ask yourself, if they can do it, why can't I do it? What's stopping me? Pay attention. It turns out that success isn't based on coming from a wealthy background alone. There are too many rags to riches stories to make that a requirement. It turns out that success doesn't come from education or PhDs alone, as there are too many stories of high school dropouts making it big time, quite frankly. There are too many highly educated, super smart people making a solid income, but not an outstanding income, or staying at the same level in their personal life and not getting to that next level. It also sadly doesn't seem to be based on whether you are a nice person, a nice guy, so to speak, versus you're a you-know-what, like someone who doesn't treat people well, doesn't respect people. People of all different characters seem to get ahead. I'd love to say that only, you know, nice people, respectful people, good people, kind people get ahead, but it's just not true. Now, I happen to base my desire of like how I want to show up in this world as in the framework of like, I don't want it at the expense of losing my integrity or not being a kind person or not being respectful. But I also had to change what those things meant for me, because some of my beliefs around that were holding me back. It's also not based on talent alone. You do need to be good at what you do. And I am constantly in the process of bettering my best, upping my game, increasing my skill set. Talent plays a big part, but we've all seen examples of less talented people making it big, whether that's in Hollywood or getting a job promotion or some other place. You're like, what happened to merit? This person doesn't have as much talent, but they get ahead. Now, why is that? Okay. Now, I'm not saying that talent or being good at what you do is not part of it. It is. It's an absolute essential piece. Okay. As is hard work. But sadly, again, there are a lot of talented people who work hard, nose to the grindstone, but do not get ahead. Think of someone who's mining coal all day or breaking up concrete all day, breaking up stone for concrete all day. That's hard work. That's manual labor. But they are not making a stupendous income. So hard work alone is not the answer. Think about this yourself. I bet you work really hard at what you do. And you might actually be overwhelmed by it. You might actually be exhausted by it. And yet you're not getting ahead. So that cannot be the only piece. So you gotta ask yourself, why do some people and businesses skyrocket while others struggle or plateau? It dawned on me one night trying to, you know, I was in that place where I was trying to get one more thing done before going downstairs for dinner, and I just couldn't work any harder. I'd already put in a 16-hour day, and it dawned on me, this just isn't going to scale. I can't get ahead by thinking I can just put in more hours. I couldn't 10 times my work hours to 10 times my income. It was just not feasible. They were not enough hours in the day. That wasn't going to scale. There had to be a better way. So I started asking myself, if I am so smart and I am so talented and I work so hard, why wasn't I getting ahead? Now, I know that sounds a little unhumble to say, oh, you're so smart, you're so talented, you work so hard, right? And yet, the truth is that there are a lot of incredibly smart, incredibly talented, incredibly hardworking people who do not get ahead. So why is that? Okay? Whatever level you're at, if you're not getting the results that you want, you've got to ask yourself, what's stopping you? And I realized I started doing a lot of thinking around success and what successful people do. And I did a lot of studying around this. And I realized that there were only three ways to make more money. I don't care who you are or what your business is. I don't care if you're Beyonce, Richard Branson, or running the laundromat on the corner. There are only three fundamental ways to make more money, whether it's online or offline, a product or a service, only three ways. And they are, listen up here, raise your prices, sell more of what you're already selling, or add another channel of income. Let me say that again, because it's super important. If you are looking to increase your income or do one or more, you must do one or more of these things. Raise your prices, sell more widgets, right? Sell more of the product or service that you already have, or add a new channel of income. There's only three ways. So with this in mind, scaling your business gets a whole lot simpler. Remember this as we go through the next steps. Making money is a simple math equation. It really is. Do the math. But we make it so much harder because of the blind spots in our thinking. I know that that certainly was the case for me. I had huge blind spots in my thinking. When I realized I couldn't work any harder to scale, I was making $138K a year. That was not chump change, guys. Okay, I was doing well. I do not want to disparage that. But as they say, good is the enemy of great. I wasn't able to get the great results I want because I was staying in the good. And there was a lot of struggle there, okay? When I figured out how to make an income breakthrough, I went from making 138 to 700K in 1 year. Yep. I five times my income, and I'm very proud of that, okay? But it blew my mind. I was like, how did I do that? And I had to go back and engineer what I had to do. I actually had to study what I did to create that success. And what I want you to know is that there's actually a process for this. There's actually a repeatable process, and I want to teach you how to do that for yourself. So let's walk through the six steps of the freedom equation and charting a course to your income goal and achieving it in record time. So the first step, listen up here. First step, tell me what you want. Now, many of you may have heard me say that already to you, to someone else. You've listened to me coach in this way. But this is really always where we start. What is it that you really, really want? How much money do you really want to be making? Not how much money do you think you could make, or how much money you think is possible for you, or how much money do you want to make this year alone? But how much money do you really, really want to make? And maybe you put it in an annual framework. I'm all for that. I love annual goals, okay? But how much money do you really, really want? Stop second guessing yourself. Stop telling yourself to pick something smaller because you start thinking, how is that ever going to happen? That's crazy. Just make a note of the number that comes up for you. Don't discount it. That is what successful people do. They own their big, audacious goals even before they know how they are going to achieve them. So those big, audacious goals may be impact goals, maybe building your charitable foundation. They might be, again, like I've mentioned earlier, something around fitness, something around your relationship, something around your career, representation of making it to the next level. What is that for you? For many people, it has to do with money and income because it's very measurable. It's very, there's a metric around that. It represents having gotten to the next level, okay? But there's always the meaning behind it. Do not let the conversation around money be the thing that you get blocked by, okay? There's always a deeper meaning for why you're going after what you're going after. What does that money represent for you? What would getting to that level mean about what you could do for yourself, your family, your life? What would it mean that you had to have achieved to get there? Okay, so this is a very important step because if you don't know what you truly want, how will you ever get there? You need to know where you're pointing yourself, where the GPS is programmed to. You can't chart your course or create a plan without knowing where you're going. You have to choose your goal. Now, that goal is going to be different in a year or two. That's okay. Choose your goal for right now, for where you are right now. Okay, it doesn't have to be your end-all, be-all, forever, ever, ever goal, but it needs to be a big-ass goal for you right now, okay? But we're not brought up, here's one of the problems, we're not brought up to really own our desires, especially around money. Most of us are brought up with a lot of scarcity thinking around money that keeps us setting our GPS at a lower level for smaller goals, and thus only achieving incremental results. If you keep setting your goals lower, you will keep only making incremental results. So go back now and think about what might be stopping you from owning your big goals. A lot of people heard things early on in their lives, like, money doesn't buy happiness, or money doesn't grow on trees. Now, when you were growing up, if this is what you were programmed with, if this is what was said to you, if this was in the zeitgeist of the culture around you, you took that on. And it makes it very difficult to own your big money goals. And those are just two common ones. Now, think about it. Money does grow on trees. Where do you think paper comes from? And of course, money doesn't buy happiness. That's ludicrous. And yet, it's what people who don't have it tell themselves to make themselves feel better about not having it. Now, that was a big ouch for me when I first heard it, but it's absolutely true. We tell ourselves that in order not to go for what we want and be disappointed. Money is simply a resource to be used for exchanging goods and services, and we need that for our lives, for our growth, for what we want to be, do, and have. But it's not a resource for happiness. It never has been and never will be, and it's silly to even think that that's what it's meant for. Don't use that as an excuse for not going after what you really truly desire financially. Okay, so all that to say, most of us were brought up with a lot of mixed messages around money, and you must learn how to claim how much money you truly want. This is part of the process. You must be in this process. You must push yourself. Hold yourself to a higher standard around this. This is part of breaking through and making an income breakthrough. Okay, the next step is to identify where you are right now. So that's step number two. You need to know where you're going, that's what you want, but you also need to know where you are right now. And it's hard to chart a course if you don't know where you're going. It's like saying you want to drive to New York, but you don't know if you're in Maine or California. How are you going to know which direction to go in? Okay, you need to know where you are now. So where are you now? How much money are you actually making right now? What are your current results with regard to your income? It's one of the first things I ask anyone who wants to work with me, not because I'm going to judge where they are, absolutely not, but it lets me know where they are right now. Because we need to know that. And where you are right now, your current financial results will let me know what your level of awareness, what your experience level is, where you are at, so that we can then chart a course to where you want to be. If you think you are doing better or worse than you are, it is impossible to chart an accurate path to get you from where you are now to where you want to be, because you won't be starting in the right place. One of the key essential features of success is having an accurate, organized plan for yourself. And if you don't know where you're starting or you don't know where you're going, you cannot create an organized, accurate plan. So an example of this being a problem would be looking at someone in the industry that you're in who's leaps and bounds ahead of you, thinking that you need to be doing what they're doing right now, yet they are in a different place than you are. Although you can use it as inspiration, that's probably not what you need to be working on right now to get to where you need to be. You need to be working on what you need to be working on right now. Yes, use it as inspiration, but no, don't do those things necessarily right now. Now, that's all unique to your particular journey and would have to be fleshed out in a conversation to make sure we're working with the right things. Okay, next step, step number three, is to create a plan to get you from where you are now to where you want to be. You need an organized plan, okay? And to do this, the first thing you need to do is the math. What's the gap between where you are now and where you want to be? What's the number we're actually solving for? Consider dividing this number by 12 to see what your monthly goal would need to be. This is an unemotional math equation. Do not make it full of emotion here. It is just a math equation. Then look at that number and ask yourself, what would you need to do to achieve it? Go back to the three ways of making more money. Will you raise your prices? Will you sell more of what you're already selling? Or will you add a new channel of income? And of course, you can do a combination of all three of those. But what's your fastest path to cash? And what are the ideas that come to you to execute on that? It doesn't have to be complicated, guys. Elegant plans are often the most simple, and this is something I love, love, love to map out for my clients so they know what the needle-moving actions are that they need to focus on. Okay, so at this point, you will have charted a clear, uncomplicated course, and you will know what you need to do. And usually at this point, people are fairly excited. They're like, okay, great, I have a plan. Everyone loves a good plan. We feel clear when we have a plan. We feel certain when we have a plan. We can execute when we have a plan. We have belief when we have a plan. But what happens is that most people get derailed. If they didn't, everyone would be having massive success. But in truth, only a very small percentage do. So step four is to identify your pattern of stopping and change it so you close the gap on time vis-a-vis achieving your goals. So to get started here, here's what you need to do. You have to ask yourself, what's your pattern for stopping? Do you always get sick? Do you always take on too many projects? Do you change your goals all the time? Do you let doubt or fear or fear of rejection, disappointment, criticism, judgment, fear of failure, fear of success delay you in taking action? Do you end up overwhelmed, distracted, procrastinating? What is your unique pattern for stopping? Write that down. The big thing you need to know here is that your pattern of stopping is how you maintain your personal set point for success and limit your ability to quantum leap. You do have a set point for success. Everyone does. And you have always generally achieved things within this range that is currently comfortable to you. If you consciously seek to go way beyond this range by going after a bigger goal, your internal subconscious thermostat will bring you back within range of what feels comfortable to you. This is just like the thermostat in your house. Let's say your thermostat is set to 70 degrees. And when you really get going or have a great month with sales, you hit 75 degrees. You'll bring yourself back to 70. If you drop to 65 degrees and say have a slow month with sales, you'll create urgency the next month because that's unacceptable to you, and you'll come back up to 70 degrees. This is the feast or famine cycle, and it happens below your conscious awareness. This might be happening around other things outside of money. Maybe it's with your relationship. It gets to be only so good until you self-sabotage it. It might go up, you might have a great weekend away, and then you'll get in a fight. Or you might be fighting a ton and then you'll have a breakthrough, but it'll still stay at that same 70 degrees, okay? There's always a perfectly reasonable story to account for why it's staying at this set point. You got sick. You had to go on that business trip. You had to focus on the staffing issue or the crisis. There's always something. But make no mistake about it. This is your internal cybernetic mechanism bringing you back to your set point. So what do you do? You must learn how to reprogram yourself for success to become unstoppable. And this requires changing your self-image. It requires identifying your blind spots, which sadly are, by definition, blind to you. It's about changing how you think about goal achievement and understanding and applying universal law consistently. All of these are critical and the secret sauce to making whatever breakthrough you want to make. When you get this aspect of goal achievement, you can set any goal and know that you will achieve it in record time. However, this is a big however, this is where 99% of people get in their own way and never break through. When I made my breakthrough and 5 times my income in 1 year and then went on to reach 7 figures, I did it with the help of a very experienced mentor. I did exactly what I was instructed because my way of thinking and acting wasn't working and I couldn't trust it. I had to learn a different way that wasn't just about working harder, struggling, spinning my wheels. I had to step out of the story. This happens for my clients as well. So let me give you a few examples. Like Wendy Schultz, she went from making $188,000 to $1.2 million in 1 year. Or my client, Courtney Inner Simone, who bought her dream apartment in New York that she only thought was possible in 5, 10, 15 years. She thought it was completely unattainable and out of her price range. Or like Misty Springer, who quadrupled her income in 3 weeks, or Anya Devine, who made her annual income, her monthly income, and got off of government assistance. So that was at a like struggle to amazing level. Okay, so it works at all levels, guys. Okay, everyone used the same methodology and did exactly what I told them to change their thinking and self-image and move beyond their blind spots. These were normal people who decided that their way wasn't working and that it was more than worth it to try another way. Okay, so I want to go back to something I just said. Some of you may not be familiar with universal law. Some of you will be. These are the incontrovertible laws that govern the world. Like the law of cause and effect, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. It's beyond this podcast to go through that. But please keep listening to all the different episodes because we do go through those. And check the show notes to we'll put a link to some of the episodes where we cover this in more detail there. So, and there's tons of ways to learn from me on this. So please look for those. Our free resources are there for you. So go study this. Go get educated around this. Okay, let's move on to the next step. You must take action. There is no substitute for action. Now, the needle moving action for you will be unique to you and your business and your life, your goal, what you're going after. And it will be dependent on where you are now and where you want to go. But regardless of that, keep in mind that the action needs to be massive, immediate, and consistent. That's a great acronym for you to remember. it stands, use the acronym MIKE, like something that you use to amplify your life, amplify your voice, amplify your impact, amplify your results. Okay, a mic does that. And M stands for massive, I stands for immediate, C stands for consistent. When you take massive, immediate, and consistent action, you amplify your life and your results, okay? And you do it in record time. And then lastly, the final step is to put this all on repeat. Do not stop. You must become unstoppable. This means putting the whole process on repeat. And it means picking your next big stretch goal even before you've achieved this one, and being honest about where you are, charting your course, bringing truth to the equation, and getting help in doing this, and taking massive, immediate, consistent action again and again and again. This is the freedom equation. This is what you need to do again and again and again. And when you get the hang of this, it becomes so much fun. You finally understand how to create the income you want, how to achieve any personal or professional goal that you may have. And really, you can do this everywhere. So for sure, I started with my income. That's where I started using this. But then I went from being a couch potato to running a marathon in 7 months. I let go of 30 pounds. I created my absolute dream lit up relationship. There's so much that I've created using the same, fundamentally the same freedom equation for everything, okay? So apply this. Listen to this podcast episode again. Take notes on it. See where you don't understand and what you might need to do to get that next level of understanding so that you can be applying this to your life every day, all day. So with that, rock it out, be unstoppable, go after your next level goals, and find your freedom. Have an awesome day. I'm Amira Alvarez. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining us and for being a part of the Unstoppable Woman movement. I want to let you know that we've got a ton of free resources for you for scaling your business at theunstoppablewoman.com/free stuff. Please go ahead and check those out. And we'd also love your help in getting the message out. Share this podcast with all the unstoppable women in your life, your friends, your colleagues, your business besties. Please do that. And if you're game, we'd super duper duper appreciate a review on iTunes as well. Thanks so much, and be unstoppable.